I've been telling people ever since a Great Course many, many years ago that we're about to enter into a mutative change, and that mutative change is going to come in 2027. It's actually going to come in March of 2027, which means that the first one that's going to be born is probably going to be an Aries, which I think is cute, being an Aries myself. Nonetheless, it'll be one of those March Aries, so I don't know, they're different than us April Aries, but nonetheless, there's a real change coming. Those of you that have had an introduction to incarnation crosses know that the 55th gate as a right angle, and this is the beginning, it is a right angle experience, that the 55th gate is part of the right angle cross of the sleeping cross of the Phoenix. And of course, it is a cross that has never functioned the way it was, quote unquote, intended to function once the opportunity was there. There is a deep transformation that's going to take place when the 55th step takes place. But recognize that it's opposite the 59, and there's a very important movement that takes place between the 55th step and the 59th step to complete the completion of the rising of something new. Out of the ashes comes the phoenix. So in entering into the 55th step, understand that we're entering into uncharted ground. In terms of what I know is what science now is beginning to discover, that there is something very unusual about our solar plexus, that they have discovered enormous amounts of neural activity in the solar plexus. Neural activity that rivals the brain itself is extraordinary in its complexity. We know this as the opening up or the transformation of the solar plex to its rightful role as our third and completion of our awareness process. Yet at the same time, to grasp the essence of awareness, the 55th gate is the gate of the spirit. But as it has stood, unrisen, that this spirit is always a spirit that is either deeply, 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 deeply sad or depressed or elated, and only elated as long as the wave will last. That this is a gate that knows no true pleasure ever, ever, ever. There is always the emptiness on one side, no matter how much abundance is on the other side. This is about food. Please recognize something for yourselves and for those you love and care about. Feed them the world. Don't just feed them what's in your backyard. That's a dead-end street as it is for the panda. And in order to be able to have the children that are alive today give birth to these children, that they themselves can only be prepared and open for the possibility of that mutation if they do have a vastly different diet. An extended diet, a world diet. I've given images over the years of, at least from a very abstract intellectual point of view, what the nature of the transformation of the solar plex from a motor to an awareness can be. We do not know, given the awareness we have, what it is to be part of an awareness. We only know what it is to possess our own awareness. Whether it is our own instinct or intuition or taste, whether it is our concepts, it doesn't make a difference. This is personal and locked within us. We may try to share our awareness with others. We may try to explain to them the nature of our mind and feelings and whatever. But we are always sharing from a place in which it is locked into us, and we are isolated and alone and terribly afraid inside of that isolation. There are children coming into the world. And these are children who will come into the world in which there is an aspect of them that can never be aware unless it's connected to another. And that aspect of them that can never be aware until it's connected to another loses its identity when the other is found, because something new as awareness exists. It is like you have no mind until you meet another one. and together you find a mind. We do not know that. We are not equipped for that. We are very much caught up in the body. You see, this is a transformation that's taking place. It's the completion of a long, 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 long road. And it opens up into an even longer road. But what it is about is finally being able to get to the point where we realize wholeness rather than intellectualize wholeness. That we truly can become something else through and with the other, and leave behind the aloneness of the unique and individual awareness, where we're always caught in here, where we're always alone. The 55th step takes time, at least hundreds of years. People asked me many times, well, Ra, you know, human design, it's great, it's going to move so fast, and blah, blah, blah. And I never really wanted to say to them, excuse me, it's not really for you, it's for children that aren't born yet. Well, that's what it's for. It's going to take time. It all takes time. You know, some of us, maybe, we'll get to see one of these. Who knows? But that's not the point. The point is that there is a truly extraordinary thing that's taking place. And remember, it's already at work. There are children in the world today who will give birth to these children. It's already at work. It's all at work. And it leads to something that we have only been able to dream about. After all, these are creatures that will truly know what it is to know their place, something we do not know.